Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, hindi para sa APBC, kundi para sa natatanging kwento mula kabataan nung nasa Pilipinas pa siya. Ang taga-Melbourne na si Janica Carranza Gross, at pag-uusapan natin ang kwento ng Once Upon a Jeepney. Welcome to SBS, Janica.
Thanks, Maridel. It's nice to be back here.
So, kilala ka namin bilang advocate ng Filipino-Australian Business Council. Pero sa pagkakataong ito, author, Once Upon a Jeepney. Ano ang nag-inspire sa'yo para bumuo ng kwentong ito?
Two things. One is my kids are growing up and, you know, as Filipino-Australians and a mom, I want them to learn about my culture and my childhood. And secondly, I think it's very important to continue the tradition or pass on the knowledge na naranasan natin, you know, back when we were still living in our motherland in the Philippines.
So bakit jeep? Kasi di ba childhood pwede yeah. namang tricycle, tumbang preso, ng Chinese garter ka.
Of course, yes.
Di ba? Or yung tusok-tusok na fishballs. So bakit jeep?
So, jeepney is something na, it's an icon. It's a Filipino icon. Everyone knows that when you travel to the Philippines, you're likely to ride one as a form of public transport. And it also inspired me because over the years na nakikita natin yung pag iba ng landscape ng Philippines, the transportation is a big issue. And yung mga jeepney natin, it's stopped manufacturing, right, years ago, but it's also transforming the way people move. And I think it's nice. It's a nice dedication. As the years go by, we see the trend moving away from jeepneys. But of course, it's still there. It's still a lot of them. Pero na-introduce na yung mga bagong forms of transportation unti-unti. And so I wanted to, you know, while it's fresh and while it's there in my mind and how it's slowly becoming a new trend of new transportation, forms of public transportation, I think it's nice to do it now.
Yeah. So, sino si Aubrey Garrido? Nandito siya sa yes. Australia? Or?
Yes, yes. Aubrey is actually a network friend from the UP alumni. So, last year, or in 2025, we had a storytelling event, and one of our theme is yung children's group to do an activity, and the theme was about lakbay. So she actually, I was inspired by her drawings. She illustrated a jeepney for that event. And then a lot of the kids were coloring it and like, you know, pointing out, oh, what's that? You know, and the parents started talking about it to their kids. And we had a competition, like 20 or 30 kids colored it with their parents. And so I asked Aubrey if she likes drawing, and she did. And so, yeah, we talked a lot after that.
So, doon nagsimula yung bunla or yes. seed for jeepney.
Because I already have the thought, oh, I have this, you know, childhood nostalgia of riding jeepneys with my schoolmates, with my mom, with my friends. Everyone rides a jeepney as kids. And then she comes around and she says, like, yes, I like drawing, and this is one of my passion.
And yung nakikita ko na iba sa yung libro ay may Filipino o Tagalog version.
It is bilingual, yes. Yes.
So, paano mo naman sinulat yung Tagalog version, Janica? English muna o Tagalog?
Actually, nauna yung English. Ay, sorry. Nauna yung Tagalog. And then the English followed. Yung Tagalog kasi, it's natural for me because it's my mother tongue and growing up. Parang alam mo na yung story, you know, I ride a jeepney, punta ka dito, punta ka dyan. Tell your mom, you know, I want to travel with my friends. And yeah, it's just natural na to start with Tagalog. And then I had to just double check in my mind whether it's still the same, ano ba, yung the way people speak Tagalog. So I asked another friend who's a translator to make sure that's how it translates when you. So once I translated it to English, you know, from someone who can speak both languages on a day-to-day basis, Then I asked her if that's the same Tagalog that she'll still use if she translates it back to Tagalog.
So nung natapos mo na yung story, ano yung feeling?
Rewarding. It's parang meron kang nabuo in one go. I mean, I didn't do it in one go. I had maybe two or three tries, and then we had to redo it again. I actually tested it to a group of kids who are learning Tagalog at the Philippine Language School. So late last year, I went on an incursion, and I showed them a copy to start with. And then when I started talking it back to them, like how it reads in the book, yung iba, parang nakuha nila kagad, yung iba hindi. So it was sort of a trial and error to do it with the kids in a way na naintindihan nila kagad at first instance na una nilang mabasa.
So, yung libro, nabasa mo ba ito sa mga anak mo?
Yes.
Anong sabi nila?
Oo, ilang beses yan. My eldest, si Shifra, she loved it. She's been sharing it with her schoolmates kahit na hindi sila nagtatagalog. She appreciated the fact na meron siyang ma-share sa ibang non-Tagalog speaking
show and tell
friends.
Sa school.
Yes, it's a show and share. Yes, yes. It's a form of parang communication with other friends or other schoolmates you haven't talked to before, and just somehow relatable because other kids also have different languages. And so when she shared it, she said, "Oh, I can speak Spanish. I can speak Portuguese." So all these other kids also related and you know nag-usap sila about what they speak at home.
So gaano ka importante sa iyo na dahil nasa Australia ka, nasa Melbourne ka. Gaano ka importante sa iyo na sa pang-araw-araw na buhay makikita ng mga anak mo yung pagka-Pinoy nila?
Very important. I think it's one of the top priorities. As a parent, of course, we have multiple jobs. Well, I am trying my best to at least orient them dun sa mga normal way of saying things. You know, yung greetings, for example, yung magandang umaga, like, you know, how we do it back in the Philippines, mabuhay and all that. So they are very familiar with those. That's easy part. The harder part is when you start yung conversations. So that's the bit that, you know, I try to use other forms of communication through YouTube, you know, and through playgroups that we've got around
mahirap
us.
Mahirap ba kasi sa bahay mo, trilingual?
It is, oo.
English?
Yeah.
Filipino and?
Sometimes we do Hebrew. Hebrew. Very small, but yes, yeah.
So mahirap ba yun?
No, I don't. Well, yes and no. So I'll put it that way. Yung as a native speaker ng Tagalog, to tell them something, they actually Google when you start saying it to anything Tagalog. They're like, "What's that, Mom? That sounds funny." And then they become curious. "Tell me again." So pag sinabi na nilang, "Oh, ulitin mo nga," they will remember. So, and then when we try to speak other languages, "Oh, that's a translation for this language and that language." And it's even better kasi marami silang na iintindihan na, katunog ng ibang salita.
Balik tayo sa G. Naintindihan din ng asawa mo yung Jeep.
Actually, he inspired parts of it. So if you look at the book, there's one portion of it, which is something surprising to non-Filipinos, because us, parang day-to-day, that's normal. But to someone who is a foreigner and looks at someone passing change or passing cash from one person to another, and then they realize no one takes it. So it's like, yeah, it's an honesty system. No one takes it. And the driver exactly knows who should it be passed on to and how much the change is.
Hindi mo sasabihin sa driver kung saan ka pupunta, hindi kanya masisingil ng tama.
Oh, diba? Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah.
So, magkano ang pamasahin mo sa UP ikot noon?
Oh, no. Alam ko mayroon pang 550 ata or 750. Yeah.
Ikot yun?
Umiikot. Yes, yeah.
125 lang ako.
So different, yes.
At nung una, hindi ko alam na iba-iba pala yung presyo ng pamasahe.
Depende kung saan ka galing.
Kasi point A to point B lang ako, tapos ikot lang ako sa campus. 125, estudyante. Tapos tinanong ako ng kaibigan ko, magkano yung pamasahe mo mula UP hanggang dito? 125. Uy, hindi ah. Estudyante ako. Tapos yung pala sa UP, ikot lang yun.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yun din, no? Yung honesty na ganun. Kasi ako hindi ko alam. And sabi niya, paano yun pag tinatanong ka nung driver? Sabi ko, kasi palagi ako may bariya.
Yes. So, alam ko nga nung when we grow up, laging may
bariya.
Yeah, laging.
Lalo na sa exacto,
umaga. Oo. And when the driver can't give you, sometimes free na nga kasi wala siyang pangsukli.
Di bali na,
And one memory really stuck with me is when I was a prep pa lang, this is like really, really young, my dad just asked the driver to drop us off at school and just tells the driver, paki drop mo nga dun sa, ano, sa eskwela nila, sa Immaculate, because we were at a school called Immaculate Conception, so they call it Immaculata. And so then she just tells us, just like, pakihinto lang dun sa ano, Immaculata. And then no one, everyone's like trusted. So that's definitely not allowable nowadays as kids, right? Like, yun alam nila kung sino yung driver, pabalik, at saka
napakaliit ng community. Nila.
Yeah. And this was like, what, 80s? 90s, early 90s.
Early 90s.
So, it was really powerful that stuck with me as a kid na the level of trust and honesty system with people back then in public transportation as a way of, you know, driving people around. Kayang-kaya pala.
Oh, tsaka yung yung versatility rin ng jeep kasi yung mga sabit.
Very, yes.
Nakasabit ka na.
Very much. Tsaka kahit na gaano ka steep minsan yung pupuntahan, I don't know, for some reason, nakakaya nila.
Yeah. Tsaka yung umaandar na yung jeep, sasakay ka pa rin.
Tuloy-tuloy, yes, yeah.
That was like the most dangerous, but yet the safest.
That's right.
Para sa marami, hindi ba? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pinapaalala, huwag ka matutulog.
Tapos yung natutulog ka, pero for some reason, magigising ka sa stop mo. Di ba?
By instinct. Oh. Yeah, body clock, something like that.
Yung mga bukol mo. Kung napasarap yung tulog mo.
Kaya nga. Yeah, I remember yung minsan, pag mga more than 1 hour na yung trip mo. Like, I did this when I was in UP, from Diliman all the way to Quiapo.
Wow, like.
Yeah, so sometimes I meet friends on the other side of town. And that's really memorable kasi ang haba ng biyahe, no? Tapos ma-traffic. Tapos kita mo lahat kung sinong nakatulog or sinong nagihilik. But yeah.
At ang pinakamabangong part ng jeep ay yung paglabasan na sa trabaho. At saka umulan pa.
Oh no. Yeah, yung ano ba?
Pawis, yeah. Yung amoy sama-sama. Ng ulan, sama-sama. Maraming salamat, Janica. Ang kwento ng Once Upon a Jeepney ay available sa Australia?
Yes, so luckily the reading is available on readings online and in Carlton. Pick up a book online.
At mag-joyride sakay-sakay ang jeep ni Janica.
That's right.
Maraming salamat,
Janica. Salamat, Maridel.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.